We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Colin Dunlap joins us. He was at, I think, the Pirates game on Sunday. I saw you took a picture of Neil Walker and Albert Pujols. Where did you get that picture from? Someone else?
No, I got it from Neil. I think 98 Houston traded for Johnson for Freddie Garcia and Carlos Guillen, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. So I don't think it was the freak show year.
I don't think the 98 Pirates spent much time in first place.
No, they didn't. I think I can name the starting 98 Pirates.
He did go to Houston. God, dude, he went to Houston in 98 and went 10-1 with a .128 ERA.
That's
get
right.
The hell out of here.
Because he signed with Arizona the next year. All right, Colin, does this Pirates team remind you of any of those teams that we've talked about?
No, not really. I don't think. This Pirate team's kind of independent of all that. I think this Pirate team might be pretty good, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't think anybody expected outside of Bednar the bullpen being this good. Would you agree with that?
Now, wait a minute. Is it Bednar or Bednar? I've been saying his name wrong for 3 years. It's Bednar?
It's probably Bednar, but I call him Bednar. I'm all frazzled. A bird had diarrhea on my car at Steeler OTAs today. I need your wet go situation.
Isn't
here.
All bird poop diarrhea? Isn't it all wet?
I'm sure that.
I've never seen
a little solid flex in the middle.
They have regular movement.
Did it cook in the sun? Did it cook in the sun too, where it dried onto the windshield, and now you're really up the old bird poop creek?
Indeed, Chris. And I have. I filmed a video that's uploading on my phone that I'm talking on right now, so it's going to take a while, and I'm imploring Pony to give me some help. There are 9,000 cars in that parking lot between the pit people and the Steeler people, and they picked the one. This bird picked the one car, and I think it was like a pterodactyl. This poop is so gigantic on my car, and I'm going to have to go, and I'm embarrassed. I was like embarrassed to drive home. And so I'm going to have to go to Wetco in a little bit. But it has me frazzled, I'll be frank.
What do you think it will take for Pirates fans collectively to buy into this team the way that they did those 13 through 15 teams, Colin?
I'm going to tie something in that I just wrote about and that I talked to in the Steelers locker room today. I was standing there talking to Christian Kuntz, and I just said, hey, what do you think about the Pirates? He said, I'm all in. I said, come on. He said, no, if they're above 500 – I'm kind of in. If they're in first place, me and my buddies are all in. He's 29 years old. He's that age range that was old enough to remember the last time they were good. He's that age range, too, that still has, you know, they're fun. Like, they're not old men yet. And he's also not married to nostalgia of Clemente and things of that nature. So I think that people are buying in. It was a wonderful conversation we had.
Buying into that degree like they did with those playoff teams, you think that?
No, and then we talked a little further. He was like, you know, the division's really bad. It's not so great, and all you got to do is get in and maybe can make some noise. He said, if they can just get you through the summer and go to the North Shore, have a good time, you know, and be down there and keep you in it as long as possible, like, people didn't expect this from them.
Do you think they've got enough on the roster now to get through the summer that way? Like, what do you think they have relative to what the other, you know, what they need, basically?
It depends on if Rich Hill keeps pitching well. This is like elementary stuff, but it depends on if everybody not named Mitch Keller keeps pitching well.
What's your degree of confidence that they will? High 50-50.
You think McCutchen can keep up like an 830 OPS and basically be their most consistent offensive player? Because that one is in the back of my mind kind of clawing at me a little bit.
Yeah, because he's not playing in the field and he's just hitting. It's going to be real interesting to see what happens when they have essentially three DHs, whenever everybody gets healthy. And they have Santana can DH, and then Choi can come back in DH, and then you have McCutchen. What's his role going to remain?
What are you cooking up for our website, Colin?
I talked to Christian Kuntz. He has bucko fever. I was down at Andrew, I have an admission to make, and it doesn't pain me to make this, but it also, you are going to love this. You might carry the rest of the show with us.
Yeah.
I had an observation today. It's Kenny Pickett's birthday. You do know that, yeah. Right? I walked into practice, and he can only say so much. I mean this. I've been to a million. There's nothing more boring than football practice, by and large, in sports journalism. But I walked into Steeler practice today, and I 1,000% mean this. If you just walked in there and said, who's the guy in charge? Who's the leader of this football team? Who carries themselves body language-wise like, I'm the big dog? Kenny Pickett just looks it right now.
Thank you.
I got it.
I've been saying it's that for a while. Different. Appreciate you saying that, Colin. You're on the bandwagon.
It is way different than last year. What it is, I don't want to say it's a 180 because he just is way more sure of himself from how he is in between snaps, from how he communicates with people, from his walk that he walks on the field with. Like, and again, I'm not trying to blow smoke. It's way different. His body language, his mannerisms. Now, granted, last year at this time he was third team, so it was hard to be that. He's like, I'm the MF-er. I'm a bad dude. It's different, and I'm not one to build people up, Andrew. You can tell. If you landed in a spaceship and didn't really know about leaders and somebody said, who's the leader out there, you'd point and you'd go, number 8.
Colin Dunlap, check him out, 93.7thefan.com and on his social media sites. Thank you, Colin. We'll do it again Thursday.
Have a wonderful week, guys. Talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.